A McDowell County Sheriff's deputy who killed a young girl when he slammed his cruiser into her family's car has pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges of reckless driving and death by vehicle. Brandon Watson was driving on Interstate 40 last February when he hit the car carrying 2-year-old Kennedy Fry and her family. The little girl died. Investigators said the deputy was driving to a domestic disturbance call without using flashing lights or a siren. He was traveling at more than 100 miles an hour. Watson received a 45-day suspended sentence. He was ordered to perform 100 hours of community service, and he will lose his driver's license for a year. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.